Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready to take a bite out of the competition? Are you looking for ideas to make your business better? Welcome to the Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet,
sponsored by Apple Capital Group.
At the core of every successful business, you'll find people making a difference. And with each episode of the Core Business Show, we talk with those people, examine those ideas, and explore the strategies that make them special. Now, the host of the Core Business Show, Tim Jacquet.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of the Core Business Show. I'm Tim Jacquet, your host. Today I have the pleasure of having Malcolm Out Loud. He's a national news political commentator, and we're going to talk about his book, Smash the Competition the Right Way. Malcolm, you on the phone? It seems like we have some technical difficulties. What we're going to do is real quick, we're going to take a break from our sponsor, and we'll be back in about 40 seconds.
You're listening to the Core Business Show. Sponsored by Apple Capital Group. Apple Capital Group in Jacksonville, Florida is a commercial lender that specializes in asset-based loans, equipment leasing and financing, invoice financing, commercial real estate loans, and asset-based financing in the U.S. and Canada. Apple Capital Group is a direct lender that lends on their private equity investment portfolio. 90% of most loans are decided within 2 hours, and vendor funding within 24 hours after documents are completed with a one-page application. No slow no's, just a quick decision and a fast yes. To get more information about lending from Apple Capital Group, call 866-611-7457. That's 866-611-7457 to speak with one of our loan specialists. Or visit us right now at applecapitalgroup.com. Welcome back to the Core. Once again, here's Tim Jacquet.
Well, welcome back again, Malcolm Out Loud. I guess, Malcolm, our audience like to hear personal views on what a person is from and how they came to be. So if you don't mind sharing this with a moment, tell us about yourself, and then we're going straight into your book.
Yeah, sounds good. Real simple. I mean, I spent 25-plus years at Tim in corporate boardrooms around the world and really talking to the CEO, the chairman of the board, if you will. And understanding, you know, what makes business tick and really improving the bottom line for companies and businesses around the world. That's what I did for a living. And I think the transition for me from that world as a speaker, I loved speaking to large groups and an author, really lent me into the television radio world where we are right now and doing many of the projects that, you know, we've talked about, the Out Loud Minute, national news and political commentator around the world. Also, as a go-to person, not just in news and but political and business and life. So, these are some of the things, Tim, that that we do. Our brand is Out Loud. It's getting to the truth. It's pushing things along. It's a brink thinking mentality. That's what we're looking for.
Wow. So, when you transition to write this particular book, what inspired you to write this book?
Well, you know, this one here, I mean, what always amazes me when it comes to the power of the human spirit and why some people excel and why they're why some people don't. And really the bottom line is, why is there so much average in the world? As we look around ourselves, you know, we see there are some people and some, personalities that sparkle. There's something to it. And there's a driving force in that, a mechanism. And I always question why that is. Let me give you an example.
Mm-hmm.
When you're watching a sports game, let's say it's a football game, and you see those last couple of minutes of the game, Tim, the adrenaline that's flowing and the power in those last couple of minutes, I always questioned why, how come? And you know, if you could take that energy and that commitment to victory and put that throughout the whole game, well, it probably would be a blowout. I mean, the last couple of minutes of a football game is amazing. That's where it's all happening, right?
Absolutely.
And so that's sort of in life. If you translate that to life now and you look at the Olympics, you know, again, you know, you sometimes see these amazing success stories. I mean, in 2012, we're getting ready again, obviously, to open up the London Olympics here shortly ahead here. And, you know, it's a good time to pause and say, okay, what makes an Olympian? And sometimes these amazing stories of people that achieve such greatness, that greatness can be in sports. It could be in business. It can be in a lot of things in life that make that happen for one. But I think in the Olympics, in this particular case, it was in 2008, Tim, when the French said they were going to smash the Americans. Well, that pissed the Americans off. You never talk trash about the competition. That's the first lesson, okay? Mm-hmm. And so what happened is this is, you know, again, I'm referring to the Olympics, folks, that where Michael Phelps, as you know, won the record 8 gold medals. Now, this was, you know, that was a record for the Olympics, and it had never happened. And this, he beat Mark Spitz, who was the leader, you know, the winner at that point, to 7 gold medals. But how did Phelps pull that feat off? And you have to look at the second race, the second gold medal, which was the 4x100-meter relay race. 4 swimmers in there. Well, coincidentally enough, Phelps had the slowest record of the 4, believe it or not. His teammates actually fared better than he did. But that team support allowed him to get that critical gold medal to go on and create Olympic history. It was actually Jason Lezak who had the winning time in that race. But again, what empowered the Americans? How did they do it? How did they, as I call it, avoid the 4 human ailments, which I talk about in the book, Smash the Competition, Tim?
Mm-hmm.
And how did they do it the right way? And there's a lot to that story. I mean, there's an enormous amount of facts and figures and energy as to how they were able to do it. But again, so it's how do you smash the competition the right way? And that's really the credibility and the integrity in life to me, is to do it the right way. Not so many where some people are cheat and steal and do all the things that, that you know, doesn't make a winner, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
So this book sort of translates that from a sports message to really the business boardrooms. And how do we each avoid the 4 human ailments? How do we win the gold medal in our life? And how do we achieve that greatness that we're all, many of us anyways, are striving for? That's what the book's about, buddy.
Okay, great. If you look at your book itself and relating to doing it the right way, I mean, inspiring your own people, what actually can you tell your employees or the people around you or your partner how to motivate them, how to get that spirit like what he did and just smash your competition? So I think one of the biggest things regarding motivation, how can you motivate a person like that?
Well, you know, again, some people are self-motivated. They wake up in the morning and they want to know how they can have the best day they can possibly have.
Mm-hmm.
How can they accomplish the goals and objectives that, you know, you want to accomplish that day? That's part and parcel of some of the challenges we're having in society right now, Tim, and what's going on, I think, in the American landscape in this transition we all feel the country going through. Let's face it, when you look at Europe and you look at Asia and you look at the United States, the one thing that separates the U.S. is our core innovation. Our core innovation is what separates us all. And that's where American has strived. That's the intersection of capitalism and entrepreneurship that has been so successful for America that you don't see. You know, if you're going to start a new venture, new idea, you have some brilliant thing. I don't hear a lot of people saying, you know what, I'm going to go to France or Italy and start that business, man. It's not something I hear. It's always America. That's where people know is an opportunistic environment where one can excel and do things that they never thought possible. The problem is today we have a society that is bent on class warfare. We have a society that has become too average and laced with just ordinary boredom. So people are afraid to step out. And they're not moving their agenda forward. And they're not really pressing the innovation button like we have. So those stories are more far and few in between, unfortunately. So I think that we've got this transition going on in our country right now. And I think we have to encourage people to step it up. We have to encourage people to get involved in the game. And there are many things we have to do. But, you know, on a daily basis, I mean, you know, if you're in a complacent mindset because everything's wrong in your life and you don't know what to do with that, you know, you've got to change things up. You've got to step back from, you know, that forest. Get back from it and take a look at what's going around in your life. We've all got opportunities somewhere. we just have to get into what's going to be the best road for all of us. And we've got to compete with we've got to challenge each other to do better, Tim. So in there are ways we can do that. Probably the best way, Tim, is to really address what I think are the principles for a successful driver in business, mm-hmm. which is the avoidance of the four human ailments. And they're pretty straightforward, but first one is complacentitis. How do we avoid being complacent in our life? There's just average is too accepted today. People are just in a mind state where average has become okay. And there's not enough absurdity out there. There's not enough people breaking through the boundaries to discover what I call a brink thinking idea. Mm-hmm. Really, as a brink thinker myself, this is something I encourage people all the time, is to take an average idea and keep pushing. Take it beyond just what's acceptable and take it forward. And I can show you there's a lot of examples of this around today where, you know, people have pushed through those boundaries, question everything. Take a look around you. Take that idea forward. And when you get to a point of absurdity where you kind of question yourself, like, am I out of my freaking mind moment? Well, guess what? You're probably at a brink thinking moment. You probably got something good going on.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the sweet spot we all need to look for, Tim, is that brink thinking moment. You understand?
Absolutely.
And so, you know, to further that, so the way to really encourage, so complacentitis, you've got to get out of this complacent mindset that you're all in, and you've got to be able to push your agenda forward. Get excited about something, man. You know, to accomplish something in your life, whatever it is. Now, success means many things to many people, but more importantly, success is a state of mind. It's knowing in yourself that you've achieved whatever that is. It has nothing to do with the size of your wallet, brother.
Mm-hmm.
That is just an adjunct to life and you know, requirements of living and you know, the measurement of the payoff of some of the things we do, but it doesn't bring happiness per se, you know. So again, complacentitis is the first ailment. The second one is not now fever. Everybody seems to have this attitude of I'll do it tomorrow. Procrastination is what I'm speaking about here.
I follow.
It's a not now kind of attitude. You know, you have a laundry list. Let's say you have a to-do list, Tim. And I notice there are a lot of people who continue not to accomplish certain things on their to-do list. They seem to avoid them day in and day out. And the reason for that is, in a lot of cases, it's because, you know, those items are more challenging. They take more work. And you consistently push them off. So you're always doing the low-lying, hanging fruit sort of problem. You're not really ever going for the top of the trees. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
That's a problem. That's a problem. And so not now fever is, you know, there's no better time than the present. There's no better time than to move forward with your agenda and your items. So let's encourage people right now, they're listening, to, hey, step forward. Do something with your life. Take a shot. Take a gamble. Move forward. Do something, man. Don't be, you know, not now. We'll do it later. Later may never come. You don't know what's going to go on. We all don't know what our shelf life is in this existence. And I wouldn't wait. You see people every day that leave us for one reason or another, that passed on. And have they ever accomplished their dreams? Did they get to where they wanted to get? That's the question I ask all the time. And so, you know, so not now fever is the second ailment. The third one is dirty money. And dirty money is something that probably is a good conversation for us, Tim, because you're in the finance business there and capital. And everybody needs capital, of course. But, you know, sometimes capital doesn't replace ingenuity and innovation. You've got to have that up front before the capital. You've got to have the great idea. And, you know, dirty money is, I think, going through these motions in life,
mm-hmm.
and making the wrong decisions based on money. You can't – this is where a lot of salespeople go wrong, Tim, is they go wrong because I've seen, you know, successful salespeople, and I've seen people who fail on a consistent basis in sales. And one of the key indicators is this, and for everyone listening to this, here's a strong message for you. If you're in sales and you wake up and you're just worried about how much you're selling that day, and you're worried about the order, and you're worried about closing the deal, and you're worried about whatever, just achieving that next point without really understanding what the mission is. How do you improve one's life? where does that happen? Here's what happens. Smart people read through this rhetoric. They know when you're trying to oversell them. They know when you want the deal so bad that you can feel it.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a turnoff to almost everybody, which
wow.
is why we all get annoyed by busy, crazy-type salespeople who annoy us. We're not looking to be annoyed. You know, if you can improve my life, tell me how. You could do something for me, tell me how. And get to the point, man. Don't
mm-hmm.
beat around with all this nonsense. Nobody has time for it today. It's like the days of giving out a 10-page corporate brochure. Nobody read that trash, man. Get to the point. Everybody wants you to get to the point today.
Absolutely.
So, again, having honorability in business and integrity, Tim, I think is the antidote, really, to this dirty money syndrome. Making money your driver and your only driver is not going to be a recipe for success. No question about it. Okay. The last ailment, my friend, is the rat syndrome. Which, to me, we've become a world of rats. And it's like these trends that, such and such is doing that. Did you see Martha's doing that? Jack is over here doing that. And, you know, why ain't you doing that? We've become followers. We become just a long line of rats and just followers. Nobody's breaking through the clutter to stand out. You know, one thing about Malcolm, in over all my years, even through school and later on in businesses, I've been an entrepreneur all my life, is that people knew I was, whatever you want to call it, different, weird, odd, unique, stood out.
Mm-hmm.
That's my norm. That's a world I live in. And I try to encourage other people to stand out, you know, be the best you can be. I get a kick out of a lot of people, Tim, who want to be like these people who wish they were somebody else. There's so many of them, so many people. They want to be somebody else. Why be anybody but yourself, man?
Absolutely.
You know, step up and be unique. Do something that you got one life here. What are you trying to do? Waste it? Waste it on what? Average? For what reason, man? Step forward. What do you got to lose? Let's do something that's going to make it happen. So I think the rat syndrome is just, we've become a fabric of average in this life,
mm-hmm.
and we're not moving the uniqueness to become a brink thinker. Too many people are afraid to get into the absurdity moments of their life. I think the absurd is the best place to be. When I can look around and say, God, I must be out of my mind. I know I'm pretty close to something terrific, you know?
I guess.
How's that?
Absolutely. I mean, that really, really, really helped. And you, when you actually take all this in a nutshell and bring it forward, how have you used this in your own business and building your brand, Malcolm Out Loud?
Oh, my God, jeez, wow. Is that a loaded question? Well, again, I've never beat to an average drum. I've always wanted to stick out and do something unique. I want to make the world a better place.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's a blanketed statement that one would say, it's a lot of rubbish. Who really cares? Well, you know, we have a society who I think, unfortunately, thinks all too much that way, Tim.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's about we all are our own brand. We're a personal brand. You know, we hear the word brand in the business setting, Tim, or the corporate setting, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is a personal brand I'm talking about. Malcolm Out Loud is a personal brand. Tim, you're a personal brand. We all have our uniqueness, whatever it might be, and you have to capitalize on that uniqueness. What makes you different? How do you stand out, and how are people going to recognize you or think about you? You know, one benefit for me is over the years in business and all, people always knew when I was in the room, Tim, rest assured. On some level... I'm rest assured they absolutely did know Malcolm was in the room. I can give you that much because I ain't going quietly and kicking and screaming. That's for damn sure.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's making an impact on people. I think it's reaching to people in a sincere manner. You know, in today's technology and telecommunications world and social media driven haven and all the things that make us so impersonal today, there's something to be said about eye to eye contact. There's something to be said about sitting down at the table with somebody and having a real conversation. I find today too many people hide behind email and voicemail. And there are so many cowards in the business community today that and they're really tough people. You know, they're real tough cats. And, you know, these people just hide behind emails because they're too afraid to sit at the table and address a real conversation. I call them the email cowards.
Mm-hmm.
And there are so many of them out there. And this is their, they live in their little glass bubble, and they use this as a the mechanism to really not have to address people. And so I think there's something to say about people who will be honorable and sit down with you and look, how do we make this happen? I love the attitude of creating win-wins, Tim, creating an environment that allows people to be victorious. That's my driver in life. I've always had this blessing to be able to see, I'm thrilled to see people win in their life and achieve something great. I love it. And I'll step forward with that every time, no matter what. I always will give somebody the time of the moment, the time of the day, even if they're getting started in the business, where a lot of people would turn them away and say, yeah, I'm not going to be on their show. Mm-hmm. I had somebody the other day, it was a brand new show for a classy gentleman. And I didn't know, but it didn't matter. I'm going to put my all into it no matter what. And, mm-hmm. you know, whatever. What goes around in this life comes around.
Absolutely.
And so I think it's making us unique. And for me, I've always set out on that road of treating people well. Treat them like you want to be treated. That has been a core principle of Malcolm's.
Wow.
And that's really my driving force. I don't turn people. I don't care, man. You know, I remember, Tim, I'll give you an example. I used to be in these high-profile business lunches, dinners, what have you. And, you know, I get so bored of that crap over the years. But, God, I've done so much of it over the decades, sitting down with the power brokers at lunch, dinner, what have you. And I'd be in some really hot-spot restaurants kind of thing. And, you know, the servers or the maitre d', somebody else would come over, big hugs, kisses, what have you. The CEOs would look up and say, like, what the hell is this? You know?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, these were friends. These were people that were real people. And a lot of people go into places like that in a simple mode of a restaurant, and they look down at the professional staff that served and that worked really hard for a living. Some of these cats actually make more money than the professional executives, Tim, believe it or not.
Absolutely.
But the point is, it's not based on money, but people think it is. And this is that stuffy environment. Well, I don't care who I'm with. I don't care if I'm going in with the Pope or the President. I'm going to hug and kiss the people and treat them well. And if you don't like it, too bad. Sorry. I'm not changing my mode just to appease you, Mr. CEO, whatever.
Well, what do you think?
That's my attitude.
What do you think within the next couple of minutes? What do you think where we headed business-wise in the nation?
I think, my friend, if we don't turn it around soon and start to do some things that matter in this country, I think we're in a heap of trouble, I hate to say. Mm-hmm. And I'm an optimist, my friend. I'm not Mr. Doom and Gloom. I never have been.
Sure.
But the reality is, the reality, Tim, is we have some real troubles. And it's become a very hostile environment in business, unfortunately, which is why we need more people, in the finance and capital world and trying to push innovation and push it out there. And it's okay that they make money. We want everybody to make money. There's nothing wrong with that, Tim.
Mm-hmm.
You know, step up to the plate to make money. If somebody has a deal with me and they're not making money, that's not a good thing. I would scratch my head and say, what is that all about, man? So I want people to make money. And certainly give me a little bit too, will you please? You know?
So with these upcoming elections, we don't know what's going to happen at the end of the year. And we know Congress is going to have whoever is in the White House, whoever is in Congress and the Senate next year, they're going to have some tough decisions to make. What do you think is going to happen a year from now?
Yeah,
where
this
we're
is a
be?
Tough road.
This is the toughest we ever had to face.
It's a tough road. I study. I'm a student of the economy, a student of international affairs. I'm a student of policy and programming in our country. I'm a student of all these things. You see, because I think the business community has to be involved in these things. I think too often the business community has turned the dial and shut the political aspect out of their lives. And it's very sad, because what's happening is we've let the power brokers, and I'm talking about the extremists on the left, and I'm talking about the extremists on the right. I'm talking about the nut jobs who are controlling the conversation in this country. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about the media sound bites, Tim, that are driving the attention of so many things. And there's so many examples I could give you of that we don't have time to jump into. But it's tremendous. And this is really hurting our optimism here, and it's hurting the way we do business here. So we've got to take some sort of control back of this environment. I think we've got some tough choices ahead. This whole saying that we've been saying for the last 10 years, we're bankrupt in our country. How many times have you heard that?
Absolutely.
You know, and we're screwing our kids and our grandkids out of our future. How many times have you heard that? And guess what? There's some truth to that,
Absolutely.
A lot of truth. And right now, the rubber meets the road, and we're in a very difficult environment right now, Tim. And, this recession has been a very elongated process of, a mindset for many people and a very mm-hmm. dire, platform to launch off of for your ideas and your thoughts. So I think the political landscape has a lot to do with it. And this is going to be one of those elections, by the way, Tim, where a lot of people are going to begrudgingly go into vote, and they're not going to like either candidate.
Absolutely.
And it's one of those elections I hate for that reason. You understand?
Well, I guess we have to see what happens at the end of the year and talk about it. But we're going to leave it at that real quick. We're almost out of time. Again, where can we get your book again and your website for Malcolm Out Loud?
Thank you. I appreciate that so much. Again, back to the fact we all want to make money, right? So, thank you, buddy. So, smash the competition the right way. Malcolm Out Loud is the author, of course, and you can get it anywhere at Amazon, Barnes & Nobles. They all have great price, and you can't compete with that today, the online environment. So absolutely there. If you want to know more about Brink Thinking, come to our website. And if you want to know more about our national news magazine, MalcolmOutLoud.tv is where you're going to find it. There's a tab in there called Brink Thinking. Again, as a speaker, I think I'm happy to engage you or your audience or your mm-hmm. employees and help move that conversation forward and make more Brink Thinkers, get companies thinking in a more absurd manner. That's
right.
Where the fruit is, my friend.
Well,
catch up with us also on social media, buddy. Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Malcolm Out Loud's the handle, okay?
Okay, great. No problem. Thank you so much. Thank you for joining the program, Malcolm.
I appreciate it so much, Tim. Keep in touch and connect up with us, and we look forward to it again, buddy. Thank you.
Fair enough. Thank you. Take care. This has been another production of Apple Capital Core Business Show. Everybody have a great day, and take care.
Welcome back to The Core. Once again, here's Tim Jacquin. Thank you for listening to The Core Business Show with Tim Jacquin. For a free quote on equipment leasing and financing, visit our website, applecapitalgroup.com. That's applecapitalgroup.com. And fill out the information to receive your free quote. We hope you'll join us for our next episode. And remember, you can always get to The Core via iTunes. You'll find all our previous episodes there. Thanks again for listening to The Core Business Show with Tim Jacquin.